The head of Israel's opposition Labor Party today announced his resignation. Amram Mitzna, the longtime mayor of the northern city of Haifa, was elected as Labor Party leader less than 6 months ago. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Speaking at a hastily arranged press conference, Amram Mitzna sharply attacked the senior members of his own party, Israel's largest opposition group, saying they had continually tried to undermine him. Mitzna said he was elected party leader by a large majority of the members of the Labor Party, but he said certain people in the leadership put their personal interests before the party. The former general did not name names, but Israeli analysts said he was referring to his predecessor, Benjamin Ben-Eliezer, who was defense minister in the previous government of hardline Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Sharon trounced Mitzna in national elections 3 months ago. Mitzna was elected less than 6 months ago on a dovish platform that called for an immediate return to negotiations with the Palestinians and a promised Israeli pullback from most Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Mitzna's election sparked deep divisions in the center-left Labor Party, where some felt the new leader had moved the party too far left. The Labor Party can now either hold new elections for party leadership or appoint a temporary leader. The resignation shakes up Israeli politics just days after the unveiling of a new U.S.-backed peace plan called the Roadmap. The Roadmap calls for a Palestinian state by 2005. Justice Minister Tommy Lapid, the head of the centrist Shinui faction, today called on the Labor Party to now join Sharon's governing coalition. Also today, Assistant Secretary of State William Burns met Israeli leaders and asked them to ease restrictions on Palestinians to encourage them to reject violence. Secretary of State Colin Powell visits Israel and the West Bank next week. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.